As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove. And there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, March the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day, especially today. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America. And around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Again, big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York. 94.3 Elgin, Texas. AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan. Oh, I'd love to have that list just go on and on. We could do the whole broadcast that way. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Precious metals, gold strike, a 6.5-week high. We'll talk about that. The U.S. dollar index and crude oil reaching parity this morning. The new petrodollar emerging, yeah. We'll talk about that. Chilean earthquake, revisiting Katrina in New Orleans. We'll go there as well. Newsy, new news, and lots of new news today. That's the way it's going to go down. The history of law continues in the second hour. Readings, property, so on and so forth. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Wednesday. March the 3rd, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, gold at a 6.5-week high. Moving up strongly in the marketplace this morning, up $5.90 at $1,140.40 an ounce. Silver moves up 30 cents at $17.23 an ounce. Platinum up 10 bucks, $1,577 a troy ounce. And palladium up 5 at $455 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,132.20 for a low. $1,143.50 for a high, getting close to that $1,150 mark. Can we cross it today? I hope so. But at $1,140.40, your gold is up $224.60 year to year for a 24.53% return on your investment in Aurum, that noble metal. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price, and the London Bullion Market Association set the price at $1,136.25 an ounce. We're above that now. The SPDR gold shares, we report on that all the time, looking at that date, 11-11 of 11. Well, we've got some 11s this morning. This morning, the SPDR gold shares reports they're holding 1,111 tons of wolf like that.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, March the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and finish out that market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we find gold, as they say, at a 6.5-week high. It's trading at $1,140.40 as of 9 o'clock a.m. an hour ago. Up $5.90. Silver up 30 cents at $17.23 an ounce. I'd like to see that get to be 19 again soon. I hope it will. Platinum up 10 bucks at $1,577 an ounce. And palladium up 5 at $455 an ounce. Again, the SPDR gold shares this morning show 1,111.56 tons. They've been buying gold, and gold is going up. They're holding about $40.24 billion in their exchange-traded funds. Whether they have that gold or not is debatable, but nevertheless, they're out there, a big spider on the corner of the web. We should be paying attention. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up, too, at 10,406. The NASDAQ was up 7 at 2,281. The S&P 500 closed up 3 at 1,118. And crude oil this morning, just a very unusual thing, but crude oil in the U.S. dollar index at virtual parity here. You can see the emerging petrodollar, perhaps, if we could make that illusion. But crude oil this morning moves up 53 cents, trades at $80.21 a barrel. Ouch. For a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude, you can see that reflected at the pump, no doubt, soon in a neighborhood near you, the U.S. dollar index, the Intercontinental Exchange's funny money, whatever it is. I don't know. It's some kind of a product they trade, and everybody thinks of it as the dollar. But it's not. It's the U.S. dollar index moving down 0.24 basis points or percent, base 24 basis points, trades at 80.24. Well, that impacts everything. Well, that was the reason why the gold went up and the oil is going up or not. I don't really know. But it does impact the foreign exchange rates where everything's on an upswing today as the U.S. dollar goes down. The Canadian loonie, the dollar, Canadian dollar, up 30 basis points, trades at 97 cents U.S. No real pennies changing there, just digits. It's 1.0322 to a dollar. The Mexican peso moves up 42 basis points, yet still trades at 8 cents U.S. The euro up 31 basis points, trading at $1.37. Keep your eye on that euro. The British pound moves up 63 basis points, trades at $1.51. Watch the pound as well. Lots about the pound in the news. It's getting pounded. And the Swiss franc continues to get pounded, but it's up 31 basis points, trades at 93 cents U.S. In the bond market this morning, the yield on the 2-year bond is 0.80%. The 10-year is yielding 3.63%, and the yield on the 30-year is 4.58%. And in the mortgage markets, closing out the market report, the mortgage markets this morning, the 15-year fixed mortgage rate, the interest rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage, moves down from 4.49% a month ago to 4.38%. And the 30-year moves down from 5.07 to 5.03. I don't believe I have it in my stack of stuff to talk about, but they're talking about the price of housing going down again and again and again. Let's go through the stack here. I'm trying to do things professionally, I guess you could say. At least we're not running naked this morning. We've got the laptop up here on the radio table with me. The Chilean earthquake, this is off Bloomberg, by Sapna Maharashtrawi and Joel Schechtman. My goodness. Jane and Joe Smith or something. But anyway, Chilean earthquake may be the costliest for the insurers since 1994. Now, as you know, I've been talking about the FEMA's all-hazard mitigation planning system for some time this past year on Oracle. As I try and bring to your attention the global perspective, we need to understand that behind the FEMA's all-hazard mitigation program, such groups as AIG and Travelers Insurance have an agenda. What they're trying to do with FEMA's little cousin, their offshoot, their spinoff, the International Code Council. Remember, the first CEO of the International Code Council was James Lee Witt, I believe, a former director of FEMA. But this whole idea of the model codes and model acts that they came up with that are impacting you right where you live is the idea, driving it is the idea of avoiding repetitive loss claims, avoiding repetitive loss claims. And so as we hear this article, you're going to see who's really driving the day here. It's the big insurance companies. It's these actuarials. They roll the dice. They shoot craps. It's the cat bonds, catastrophe bonds, and things like that. So here's the article. Bloomberg, March 3rd, new news. The 8.8 magnitude earthquake that killed more than 700 people last week in Chile may be the most expensive for insurers since 1994 and the second costliest for the industry in history. All right. So now we've already talked about, you know, wringing our handkerchiefs. We've discussed the looters. We've discussed the homeless and the loss of life. But now the ugly head of finance raises itself and the real story begins to emerge. The quake, the world's fifth strongest in a century, leveled buildings, knocked out power lines, and damaged 1.5 million homes, officials said. The damage may cost insurers $2 billion to $8 billion, according to estimates from catastrophe modelers, Air Worldwide, and Equicat, Inc. AIR Worldwide, and Equicat Inc., or Equicat. It's EQE. They should have had a U in there, but they didn't. They're getting tricky. EQECAT. I'll just say Equicat. What's that cat? That's the catastrophe bonds again. Cat bonds. These are catastrophe modelers. Well, we saw how the models work with the hockey stick for climate change, man-made global warming, right? Their models don't seem to work very well. We saw how poorly the models work in regards to the tsunami that was anticipated in Hilo, Hawaii. Well, again, the damage may cost insurers $2 billion to $8 billion, according to estimates from catastrophe modelers, AIR Worldwide, and Equicat. So they roll dice here. And they bet on whether or not a disaster is going to come into town. That's the whole idea. You know, you buy your mandatory, your state-mandated monopoly insurance on your automobile, and the actuarials are out there rolling the dice, trying to calculate the odds as to whether or not you're going to be able to get to work this morning without stacking it up. And if you do stack it up, how much will the loss claim be? And then they want to avoid repetitive loss claims, so they want to total out your automobile as quickly as they can because they're in bed and underwriting General Motors and Toyota and the rest of them. And if they can take your car to the dump rather than repairing it, it's good for everybody. All the stockholders benefit. So we'll pick it up right there, and we'll find out a little bit more about the insurance aspect of the Chilean earthquake, and then we'll go on to more new news.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So, once again, I'd like to draw your attention one more time to Agenda 21. You know, those of you that have been following this broadcast for any time, you've heard me read from it repeatedly. And always go back to this same place inside the text of the Agenda 21. It's a book. You can buy it. You can get it, a copy for your own library from UNP. That's the United Nations publication, .un.org. I'd really like to see it be a New York bestseller. I'd like to let the globalists know that we're paying attention and we're reading the agenda for the 21st century. At least that might give them pause to cause. But back in that section, 7.59 again, I always bring your attention to that place in the chapter 7, promoting sustainable human settlement development. Doesn't that sound cheerful? Human settlement development. It's kind of like a stockyard, you know. Anyway, 7.59, where it reads along this line, I'm paraphrasing, I've got it fairly well memorized, but it's the promotion of a, quote, culture of safety, close quote. Pre-disaster planning, post-disaster recovery, and so on. But it's the development, if you will, or the promotion, the establishment of a safety cult, a global safety cult. Well, they make big money on all of this stuff, and they also lose a lot of money on this, but many of the sovereign wealth funds, and I'm sure the Chile is not excluded from the list, and all of the teachers, unions, and places like that, and all of the 8 out of 10 people in America that actually have a job are all in government, and they all have all these retirement programs and whatnot, and they invest in this kind of stuff, They buy into these insurance things, and of course AIG was too big to fail, right? Yeah. Well, it's too big to fail because they're insuring and underwriting this kind of stuff. So if the quake prompts $8 billion in claims, then obviously that's $8 billion in losses for an insurance company, right? And how many of those billions came out of your pocket and mine and other people around the world that have invested in these insurance companies? But if the quake prompts $8 billion in claims, the article continues, the high end of Equicat's estimate, it will follow only the Northridge, California earthquake in 1994, which cost insurers $22 billion, according to the inflation-adjusted data compiled by the Munich RE and Insurance Information Institute. A 1923 quake in Tokyo cost the industry an adjusted $7.4 billion would fall to the third. So these are losses, major loss claims, repetitive loss claims, avoiding repetitive loss claims. And so what they want to do again then is to impose these codes, the model building codes, the international building codes, model codes and model acts, internationally, to make all of the construction resilient as if they could withstand whatever the hand of God threw at them. Rather interesting philosophical thing there. But the idea that you can indemnify yourself with insurance against everything from a hangnail to a heart attack, from a hemorrhoid to, you know, a 8.8 magnitude earthquake is a little bit of a reach. There is earthquake coverage available in Chile at a level that's comparable to the United States and other wealthy countries, said Kate Stillwell. So obviously, having an earthquake in Chile is something they anticipated, but they've already been in there bilking the people for insurance coverage for some time. Again, there is earthquake coverage available in Chile at a level that's comparable to the United States and other wealthy countries, said Kate Stillwell. a product manager with Oakland, California-based Equicat because of the frequency of the tremblers in Chile. Quote, they know earthquakes are a risk. Now, the authors wrote the frequency of the tremblers in Chile, but Kate Stillwell, who is part of this California-based Equicat, she uses they know earthquakes are a risk. Now, I brought up this idea to you the other day, yesterday, that I have been noticing the use of the term temblor, T-E-M-B-L-O-R-S, or temblor or temblors, which is basically Mexican or Spanish speak for earthquake. Now, this particular author, not aware that temblor is a Spanish word for earthquake, has put an R in that, a trembler in Chile. He says this is the obfuscation of terms. This is newspeak coming on us and at us. This is the beginning of things like, you know, man-made global warming. Trembler, temblor, instead of just simply saying an earthquake, you know. Anyhow, insurance, I'm making a big deal out of it because I'm into words, right? Just bringing it to your attention. Little children are becoming home from school, and they're going to have their little workbooks and notepads and things like that, and they're going to be talking about temblors, Mommy and Daddy, and you won't know what they're saying. They couldn't spell earthquake, so they had to make the word easier. It's that darn Q-U, you know, it throws them off in the spelling bees, and things like E-A for earth instead of E-R, you know, that kind of thing. Insurance premiums were at 4.1% of Chile's gross domestic product in 2008. Insurance premiums were 4.1% of Chile's gross domestic product. What a scam, isn't it? Unbelievable. Equal to Norway and higher than the average 2.5% of GDP for nations in Latin America and the Caribbean, according to 2008 data from Swiss Reinsurance. About 60% of commercial properties in the area of the disaster were insured for quakes, not temblors now, by the way, quakes, all right, compared with less than 50% of commercial properties in California. Less than 50% in California are insured against quakes. Watch out, California. They got you on the radar screen. Said a vice president of research and modeling for AIR. And then it goes on, talks about all the losses. That article's up on Bloomberg this morning. You could certainly take a look at it for yourself, but you get the idea. Talk about idiocracy. Here you go. This also off of Bloomberg. Just going to run through a few Bloomberg articles and then we'll go into our teaching segment. But Arabs, the Arabs, back indirect talks with Israel as last effort. Notice the terminology here. As last effort. Never again. Israel next year, right? This is by Ala Shahini and Jonathan Furziger. March 3rd, Bloomberg. Arab states backed a U.S. proposal for indirect talks between the Palestinians and Israel, a move that analysts said would allow Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas to circumvent his vow not to negotiate before Israel stops building settlements. Arab foreign ministers meeting in Cairo agreed to give the indirect talks 4 months to succeed. And we'll call an emergency UN Security Council meeting if they fail, Arab League Secretary General Amre Moussa said in a televised speech today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed the Arab League decision to support the talks, his spokesman Mark Regev said. Quote, this is a last-ditch attempt, Moussa said. I repeat, quote, I'm repeating him. He's repeating it. I'm not repeating anything. I'm just reading the article. Quote, I repeat, this is a last-ditch attempt, close quote. The ministers have approved the proposal, though, quote, indirect talks will not yield results amid the Israeli policies, he said. Look out. You live in Palestine or you know anybody that lives there, it's time to get them out. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And as we know, the bloodlust of the Israelis at this time of the year, this being Purim, is doubly high. So we want to be very careful. But the Israeli-Palestinian talks have been frozen since Israel's military offensive, you could say Israel's offensive military, in the Gaza Strip. You remember that, I think it was 22 days, wasn't it? Phosphorus bombs, indiscriminate shooting men, women, and children. That's the kind of stuff that the Promised Land keepers like to do. U.S.-led efforts to revive negotiations have foundered. I guess Hillary, Billary, and Nod aren't doing too good. U.S.-led efforts to revive negotiations have foundered on the issue of settlement construction, with the Palestinians demanding a total cessation of all building in Israel, agreeing to partial freeze. Quote, the only meaning of this decision is to cover Mahmoud Abbas, or Mahmoud's Abbas, depending on how you look at it, said Mustafa El-Hassani, co-author of a book on the Arab-Israeli conflict, called, you know how to say it, the Israeli-Arab conflict. I don't know how many wars were started by the Arabs. You kind of got to go back to find out who struck first. But anyway, he wrote this book. It's called The Dilemma of an Arab, The Dilemma of a Jew. Abbas had said no talks before a freeze on settlement construction, and now he wants to back down. special committee. The decision to back indirect talks was taken by a special committee of foreign ministers that include Egypt, Jordan, Qatar, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and Yemen. Abbas said yesterday that he would accept any decision by the committee. Dropping down a little bit further here, the administration of Barry the usurper has criticized Israel for building settlements and called for their halt to revive peace talks. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton praised Netanyahu for agreeing in November for a partial settlement freeze. Arab analysts, including al-Husseini, said that the U.S. wants Arab to compromise after failing to extract more concessions from Israel. Obama had upped the ante, this is a quote, and he couldn't keep it, al-Husseini said. Syria expressed reservations on the agreement. Quote, there was no consensus on the statement. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mulem, or Mulem, said, well, the decision to restart talks should have been left to the Palestinians. He also commented, here's another bit of the same kind of idiocracy. Saudi woman gets 300 lashes in jail for complaints, a group says. March 3rd, New News, Henry Meyer writes for Bloomberg. A Saudi woman who filed harassment claims in Saudi Arabia without being accompanied by a male relative has been sentenced to 300 lashes and 18 months in jail, Human Rights Watch said. Zassan Salim lodged a series of complaints in 2007 at government offices, becoming vocal local she was, and in court in the northern region of Qasim, in which she alleged harassment by local officials. Good for you, Sasan. The New York-based Rights Watch group said she was sentenced in January on charges of making spurious complaints against government officials and appearing, quote, without a male guardian, close quote. The group said in an emailed statement received today, talk about weird, but that's their way of life. Maybe we had to butt out. Quote, in Saudi Arabia, being a woman going about her legitimate business without a man's protection is apparently a crime. Nadia Khalif, women's rights researcher at Human Rights Watch, said in a statement, well, National Organization of Women, swing your purses, walk in lines. The government needs to be free. Sasan Salim needs to free Sasan Salim and keep his promise to end this discriminatory system. Well, there's much more about Bandar bin Mohammed Ali Aben and so on and so forth. But all this system requires women to get permission from a male relative to go to classes, work, to travel, open a bank account. That doesn't sound like a bad idea. Or receive non-emergency medical care. It also requires a woman to be accompanied by a male guardian to conduct public business. Well, that's their lifestyle. None of my business, right? I guess. Here's another one, rather an unusual story. Just to let you know about the divide, the growing divide between the haves and the have-nots. This story ought to set your hair straight up. Porsche Hybrid shows the green gap in $90,000 luxury cars. Can you imagine it? I can't. A $90,000 car? A $90,000 Porsche? Or Mercedes? I mean, we used to think about Rolls Royces and Bentleys and things like that, and you go in and it's like being inside of a palace. But a $90,000 Porsche? I remember my Carmen Ghia, I think I gave about $300 for it. Nice little car, but a Porsche for $90,000. Here's the article. Porsche AG, Mercedes-Benz, and makers of the world's priciest autos are showing their first hybrids, testing the popularity that combination gas and electric motors can win in the markets for $90,000 cars. Some people have more money than they have intelligence. I know it. At the Geneva Auto Show this week, Ferrari SPA displayed its first hybrid concept car, and Mercedes-Benz touted a hybrid S400 that gets more than 25 miles per gallon. Damn! Technological innovation, I'm telling you what. My 3/4-ton Cummins turbo diesel Dodge pickup pulls about 27 miles a gallon. It doesn't matter whether you're pulling a stock trailer or whether you're filled up with firewood. And these guys are all excited about 25 miles per gallon. I had a Honda Civic. I think I paid $3,200 for it off the lot. I think I get 40 miles a gallon day in, day out, four passengers or one. These guys are talking about some kind of a great success here with 25 miles per gallon with a combination gas and electric motor. These boys need to go back to school. Anyway, in a crisis, you have to react. Michael Macht, head of Porsche's auto division, said yesterday in an interview, quote, "We have to make products for people who like to drive in a sportive way, but we also have to take care of emissions and limited natural resources." Limited natural resources. Let's take care of our limited natural resources and try and find some of those very rare, rare earth minerals to build your batteries and the other components necessary for these hybrid cars that makes it impossible for everyone to have one. The cars may turn out to be better marketing tools than environmental remedies. Now we're getting closer. Most of the luxury automakers are making small steps with hybrids that still use gasoline as they chase a public relations lift and try not to damage their reputation for elegance and power. Quote, "The hot current hybrids do not have breakthrough technology," said Ralph Kalmbach. I'd say so, Ralph. Head of Roland Berger's Automotive Competence Center, a Munich-based consultant that advises car companies, including Fiat S.p.A., on acquisitions and production plans. Quote, "This is more of a marketing trend to show they are working on the environmental issues." It's kind of like Al Gore's house, right? It's not what you say, it's what you do, friends. These guys are just unbelievable. Here's another interesting twist of fate. The Finnish commuters and goods stranded as drivers strike. Oh, yeah, that's a fact. Maybe we'll have a general strike in this country. The Icelanders seem to know how to stand on their feet, and the Finns do too. But this, by Katie Pogenpalo. March 3rd, New News, Bloomberg, Finland's buses and heavy trucks sat idle today after drivers walked out, leaving commuters stranded and making it difficult for companies to transport goods from groceries to gas. Could you imagine the Beltway? Just all around Washington, D.C., just plugged up. 16-wheelers all around. Keys in the ignition. Driver's seat empty. Everybody's in the back having ham sandwiches and having a nice cold beer, taking a nap maybe. The strike, which has also stopped garbage collection and fuel transport, is the first of two set for this week that jeopardizes Finland's recovery from its biggest economic slump since 1918 Civil War, as companies are unable to transport raw materials and ship finished products. A port stoppage by the stevedores, scheduled for tomorrow, would bring the northernmost Euro's member foreign trade to a halt. Quote, "It's a really outrageous strike," said Tia Lindstrom, who was forced to stay overnight with friends in Helsinki because she couldn't get home in the coastal city of Porvoo. You, quote, "You can't strike for more money in this economic situation." Well, that's that story. It just gets worse. I'm going blowing through these news articles. Pull these up this morning. This is another one. Can't make this up. Italy breaks up a gang believed to be funneling weapons to Iran. Funneling weapons to Iran. They break up a gang in Italy. Well, the United States is delivering armaments to Taiwan.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As you may recall, the story I gave out, shared with you the other day from Bloomberg as well, maybe it's still up on the archives. I'm running the laptop here, not burning these things out, or I just pull the hard copy and read it. But the United States is delivering, what, advanced Patriot missile systems or something like that, and helicopters and warships and all that to Taiwan, really ticking off the number one trading partner, the female tiger we know is China this year. And this article breaks on Bloomberg as if this is news. Again, Italy breaks up a gang believed to be funneling weapons to Iran. Listen to this now. You're not going to believe it. All this news authority here. Italian authorities breaking up a gang they believe sold weapons to Iran, issuing warrants for the arrest of 9 people. I didn't take the other article down. I could have. Talking about banging one of their, the Italians banged one of their politicos for being backed and taking contribution money from the to the mob, from the mafia. Here's the rest of the story. Police blocked the export of weapons and explosive material being shipped to Iran via Eastern Europe and intercepted 1,000 rifle scopes. And I don't imagine those would be the ones with the Bible verses that were in the news recently. These scopes were produced by Germany's Schmid Bender and 120 military scuba diving jackets and oxygen tanks. The finance police said 7 people, 2 Iranians living in Italy and 5 Italians are in custody, while 2 suspects are still free. Police told the reporters in Milan today, 120 military scuba diving jackets and oxygen tanks. Damn, it's a revolution. They're going to be coming at us. Look out, California. The Iranians are swimming the Pacific Ocean. They've left yesterday. Anyway, the arrests last night come as the U.S. pushes for tougher United Nations sanctions on Tehran's government over its nuclear program. I guess any excuse is a good excuse. This article works as well as any others to get that line in front of the reader. So we'll just file that away. Let's see what we get here. See who's been indicted. This is an interesting one. Yeah, this is an interesting one. Indicted Blagojevich lectures on ethics, testicular virility. This article, again, off Bloomberg. I just pulled a bunch of them off Bloomberg, threw them in the browser. Here we go. John McCormick writes this for Bloomberg. Rod Blagojevich, we all remember him, the former Illinois governor who faces a June trial on federal corruption charges, noted the oddity of being chosen to deliver a lecture on government ethics at a college campus last night. Here's the quote. Many of you must think it's kind of ironic that I would agree and accept an opportunity to come here and talk to you about ethics in government, he said, at Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois. Quote, for all the courage and testicular virility you think you have, if I did the things they said I did, and I did wrong things like they want you to believe I did, I'd be nowhere near this event. I guess he's going out into the court of public opinion, and he's going to teach on ethics in politics, an evening with former Governor Rod Blagojevich, and about 1,000 students at this Young Democratic students deal. Anyway, the article continues, but it is a little bit peculiar. You must admit, this is one on consumers. Let's see what this one was all about. Yeah. More idiocracy. I'm telling you. New news from the news regurgitorium. Just picked up a bunch of stuff off the floor this morning. Consumer agency within the Fed is seen as a victory for banking industry. You've probably been hearing about this one coming on us and at us. This article by Craig Torres and Yalman Onaron. For consumer advocates housing a new agency to protect Americans from financial product abuse within the Federal Reserve would be a defeat. After lobbying for an independent body for banks, it would represent a victory. Well, it's a lengthy article. I'm not going to read it all to you. But banks say placing the agency with the Fed alleviates their concern that an independent entity would ignore the health of the financial system. Consumer advocates say it's a mistake because the Fed didn't succeed in curbing abuses during the subprime lending boom that contributed to the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. So just think about this for government idiocracy. You're going to put the watchdog agency inside the agency that you're going to have them watch, and then you'll allow the agency to be fleshed out with people that are picked by the group that you want them to watch. Let's see. See if we can figure this out. So you want to attract La Raza. So you'll ask La Raza to set up a whistleblower group inside of themselves to self-regulate La Raza and then report out to the news what the regulator group is doing to regulate La Raza. Is this America? Maybe I've fallen asleep. That's enough of that article. Here's a little bit more insanity. Home prices drop in the U.S., support a low rate outlook, chart of the day. Again, off of Bloomberg, Anthony Feld and Carlos Torres. Carlos is in the news today, writing lots of articles. March the 2nd, this is yesterday's news, a possible relapse in home prices that had Fed policy makers concerned last year may now be coming to pass, underscoring forecasts by economists such as Jan Hatzius that an interest rate increase is a long way off. Well, it's more important than that. The chart of the day graphs median home prices for existing and new houses at $163,600 in January. The median cost of an existing single-family home was the lowest since May of 2002. Falling equities, how's your house doing? If you listed your house today, would you be able to sell it on the open market for what you paid for it, or would you have to take a bath? Well, here's the article. We are likely to see some downward pressure on home prices in 2010, said Hatzius, the chief U.S. economist at Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. in New York. Hastening the decline, he said, will be the June 30th expiration of a government tax credit for home buyers and the lapse later this month of the Fed's mortgage debt purchase plan aimed at keeping a lid on borrowing costs. Now I'm going to go ahead and print this one out, and we'll be keeping our eyes on these reports. Because if in fact, and indeed in fact, we're going to see some downward pressure toward the end of the month, we want to have a heads up on that. Well, that's enough of that one. But similarly, if you can't buy and sell a home in this country without it losing value, let's take one of these big players like HAL. Remember 2001, A Space Odyssey, HAL, the IBM computer, IBM, IG Farben, and all the rest of them that were working to advance the cause for Adolf and the boys. Here you go. IBM fires almost 500 U.S. employees, a labor group says. Yeah. International Business Machines Corporation, the world's largest computer services provider, fired almost 500 workers in the U.S., and that number may rise, according to Employee Advocates Alliance at IBM. The cuts occurred around the country and across several divisions, said Lee Conrad, national director for the Alliance, which represents some employees. IBM terminated 10,400 people in the U.S. and Canada last year. Oh, buddy. Now, I wonder how many of these people that they terminated in the U.S. last year were replaced immediately by these visa holders. Maybe we need to get rid of some of the young high-tech people that went into debt for $50,000 or $100,000 for their educations, part of the global job bank here in this country, and replace them with some of these imported employees, or maybe we'll just outsource all of those jobs. So there's virtually 11,000 jobs gone bye-bye. Gone bye-bye. And this is one of the stupidest pieces of reporting I've seen in a while. Alex Morales writes, this is usually a little better off than this, but this is an older piece of news, March the 1st. The earthquake that killed more than 700 people in Chile on February 27th probably shifted the Earth's axis and shortened the day. A National Aeronautics and Space Administration scientist said, and shortened the day. Let's see, how do we shorten the day? Let's see, we shorten the day by spinning up the rotation of the Earth. We're spinning faster? And the Earth axis shifted? This from NASA? Brother, we'll be back on the other side. Much more to come. Hour two, straight ahead.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also
help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, March the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, indeed. In fact, my name still is William Roberts, even in the second hour. But if you missed the first hour, we went through a boatload of news. I just kind of filled up my browser and went through a bunch of news off of the Bloomberg website. I generally start today with Bloomberg and Kitco, SPDR Gold Trust, and a few other sites just to kind of take the pulse of what's going down as I prepare my market report each and every morning. And today just seemed to be more news than I could turn my back on. Oftentimes I can just turn my back on all of it. But last night, as I mentioned yesterday, I did travel with a good friend of mine here in southwest Missouri, north to a town, it's called Mount Vernon, for any of you that are interested, in Lawrence County, to attend the inaugural meeting, if you will, of a new Ozark Property Rights Congress chapter started in Lawrence County. Now, we have one in McDonald County and Barry County and Lawrence County. We're looking for a four-county block here, if we can pull it off, and we're moving in that direction rapidly, so that we can develop for ourselves and our friends and for even those that are dead asleep, at least some semblance of an island of freedom, a place where people do understand the importance of property. And we value it very highly and highly enough to take our time and our money and our effort to bring the understanding of just what is property and how important it is to others each and every day where we live. And so, take heart, little flock. For a $40 bill, the organizer, Eric Vimont, was able to secure a church, nice church building, where we could have the first meeting, and there was a large turnout. The parking lot was filled. More people active, I guess, in the organization of this particular chapter than some of the efforts that we've done ourselves. But it's very encouraging. Russell Woods, the founder of the original Ozark Property Rights Congress, came to give an opening talk and spoke for a little over an hour to well over 50 people in the room. And it was encouraging for me, not only because there were so many really intelligent people there. The conversation level with this, we weren't dealing in, this wasn't morons are us. But it was encouraging to me to look around and see how many young people were there. And I mean people, young children from the ages maybe of 4 or 8, 4 or 6 perhaps, all the way up until their teens, many of them homeschoolers. Very encouraging. But Russell Woods gave his, I wouldn't call it a standard talk. He does have a very good presentation. Russell Woods is no newbie to all of this. Starting back as early in the 1970s, he's been at it for every bit as long as some of us have, trying to bring a message of freedom to an otherwise tyrannized people. He went through all of the process with the Scenic Rivers program, the National Wild and Scenic Rivers, which is how he first got involved in it, coming up against the Sierra Club and the other NGOs, the change agents that come out of academia, and infiltrate your area right where you are, bringing all of this background financial influence, graft corruption and other things, the transformation of land. Brought all that out last night, and it was interesting and fun to listen to it one more time. These are things you can do. There are things that we must do, and we need to hurry. We'll be right back.
You heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle. Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, I'll give out to you two websites that you might want to jot down, and I would encourage you to take your pencil out, pencil and paper, please, and write this down. But it's basically www.ozarksprc.com, ozarksprc.com. That's ozarkspropertyrightscongress.com. OzarksPRC.com, and you can sign up on the website to get your emails and things like that from the Ozarks Property Rights Congress. It'll give you an idea, a little bit of an idea of what we are doing locally. And you can also go into your browser and type in OzarksVoter.info, Ozarks plural, O-Z-A-R-K-S, voter.info. Plug that one in, and then just go on and look at that in simple site. I'll say it that way. It's a good site. Looks good. And see some of the things that were done by them. That's the Far Southwest chapter. We haven't set one up here for Barry County yet. You know that my ability on the internet is rather limited. But we do have young people that are involved that could set up a website. Maybe one of these days we shall. But there was lots of information shared. It's always a pleasure and a privilege for me to go around to one of these meetings where I come in and I haven't had to provide everything that's there. In other words, last evening there were T-shirts that had been printed up. There were caps, ball caps that had Ozark PRC on it, Property Rights Congress on them, business cards out, 8.5 by 11 Xeroxes, newsprints, reprints, and things like that. For the first time, I got a copy of the County Sheriff America's Last Hope, Sheriff Richard Mack. Someone had bought a stack of them and had them out there giving them away. I've given away hundreds of books myself, but it was nice, as I said, that I didn't have to be the one that was putting all the material out on the tables. The idea of tabling at these meetings, I was able to give out just under 60 business cards. I can't remember whether I took 60 or 75 with me. I've got a few left. For the broadcast, letting people know about OracleBroadcasting.com and the broadcast Become Vocal Local. It's a way of networking with like-minded people right where you are. And I don't imagine, had I gone anywhere in the topics that we discuss here on Become Vocal Local, that I would have found any antagonism to the message. These people are not ignorant. They're not stupid, dumb sheeple. Many of them are farmers and ranchers. Many of them are business owners. And they know that they've got chips on the table and that we're involved in a winner-take-all game. And that the House has got all of the odds stacked in its favor. Yet, they don't play the game, ain't it awful? It's all over now. Let's just stay in our clamshells and be quiet. No, they understand the idea of becoming vocal local. And after the meeting, went out to late breakfast, I guess you could say, with a group of six people, and we sat down and we discussed precinct political activation systems, as we talk about here, Plan B, which I don't generally talk about, other than to a small group of interested activists. But they are seeking candidates for county committee men and county committee women locally, because they understand that we're going to need to embed within this established two-party political system if we hope to have any redress of our grievances. This is an article that was Xeroxed and left on one of the tables. Their program would pay landowners this Tuesday, February the 2nd, New News 2010, out of the Baxter Bulletin, Mountain Home, Arkansas. The Baxter Bulletin, not the Bloomberg, a small town newspaper. Fayetteville, off the Associated Press, writes this: officials say a plan to protect the Illinois River watershed in northwest Arkansas and northeast Oklahoma will also mean money for landowners who participate. The Arkansas-Illinois River Watershed Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program. Let me tell you, say that again. Listen to this acronym-loaded thing. The Arkansas-Illinois River Watershed Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program. Programs of action, Agenda 21, the program of action for the 21st century, is a voluntary land retirement program. I'm going to underline that one more time. A voluntary land retirement program. Giving up your rights, title rights and interest. We talked about transfer yesterday. We talked about confusion. Well, here you go. A little confusion. Transfer, land transfer, people voluntarily complying in ignorance oft times. They don't know the depths of the swindle they're getting into. Again, the Arkansas-Illinois River Watershed Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program is a voluntary land retirement program that helps agricultural producers protect environmentally sensitive land, decrease erosion, restore wildlife habitat, and safeguard ground and surface water. Doesn't it sound wonderful? The program seeks to enroll 15,000 acres of eligible marginal pasture land and cropland in 14 to 15 year contracts within the watershed. It was created under a partnership among producers, tribal, state, and federal government, and in some cases, private groups. The goal is to establish and restore riparian forest and wildlife habitat buffers by planting native grasses, forbs, trees, and shrubs, said Ted Collins, County Executive Director of the Farm Service Agency in Washington and Benton counties. Somebody needs to take Ted Collins out to lunch, introduce him to the finer nuances of Agenda 21. This is a change agent working in a community in Arkansas, dialoguing them into consensus. The director of the Farm Service Agency in Washington and Benton County. Quote, "We worked on this for 3 years before we got it approved," he said. Quote, "There's some talk about doing the same thing for the White River, but it's slow to develop and get funding. We hope to make this a multi-state initiative by involving 25 to 30 counties, but that may be 2 to 3 years down the road, my friends. There's no time to lose." If you falsely believe that you're going to be able to sit by and do nothing, as globalism makes its transition from global to local, and the United Nations Program of Action for Sustainable Development gets a foothold into your county, your rights in land, your title rights and interest to your land will disappear. I followed these watershed groups and organizations for some years, and I can tell you there's nothing green about it except the greed that lies underneath it. There's a lot that we could talk about. Maybe we'll go back into property for the balance of the broadcast. Be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Thank you, Carlos. Nice guitar playing. Back to this article out of the Baxter Bulletin, Mountain Home, Arkansas, Fayetteville, Arkansas, AP article, program pays landowners. It was really a pleasure for me to be at that meeting last night, a new county, starting a property rights congress. Really a pleasure for me. Not only didn't I speak, which is extremely difficult for me to do, to the audience, I didn't also have anything to do with the organization of it other than in third or fourth party senses. It's really a pleasure to see the children of your efforts. You work, and you spend a lot of time and a lot of money. You travel around a lot, and you talk to a lot of people. And then once you've gotten something going, it just continues. Arthur and Virginia, good friends of mine. Bud and Carol were there last night as well. Russell Woods, of course, as we mentioned. All have worked for years and years to get this process underway. And I'm not saying it's catching on like wildfire, but it is growing. And maybe you would consider going up and visiting www.ozarksprc.com. Get in touch with the Ozark Property Rights Congress and find out a little bit about how you could perhaps get a Property Rights Congress started in your area by any name. I don't care. A property rights group. It's not a 501c3. There's no incorporations. We don't even elect officers. It's almost impossible to get anybody to even discuss Robert's Rules of Order or Deliberative Assembly at these meetings. They just meet, and they talk, perhaps the way it originally our town hall meetings happened. But this article, going back just a little bit more out of it, Collins said land enrolled under the riparian buffer practice must have a minimum width of 50 feet and a maximum average width of 300 feet. Land offers must be at least 1/10 or 1 acre or more. Land offers enrolled. Minimum of 50 feet wide, maximum average of 300 feet wide. This is a riparian corridor, a buffer strip along a creek bed, a creek bottom. And you're going to get compensated for dialoguing yourself into consensus here. Whenever people put their hands out for unearned grants in aid, shekels, when you put your hands out for unearned shekels, the shackles of control inevitably are clamped on. You haven't read the fine print, and it's not going to be in a news article like this. You have to get into the meat and potatoes on your own. You've got to read the fine print. As they say, the devil is in the details, but the program pays the majority of costs. Notice the majority of costs related to what? Planting trees, erecting fences to keep cattle out of streams, and implementing other conservation measures. So you're doing a little beta site, a test site on your property, and you're giving up title rights and interest in your property, and you're getting compensated by someone for this. fundamental in all of this is erecting fences to keep the cattle out of streams. I don't know how many of you have listened to the broadcast for any length of time. You know that we talked about that. Transformation from all navigable waters, federal program coming on us and at us. The transformation of all navigable waters being under federal control to all waters being under federal control. This idea about keeping cattle out of streams. Rather interesting concept if you happen to be a stockman. Title rights and interest, water rights are huge. Water rights are the warp and the woof of running a stock process. Ranching absolutely must have the water, and if you've got a stream, you've got a boon. Any good cowboy knows that you always drink upstream of the herd, you know. But it is an interesting thing going on there in all of that. And we can go on into it. We talked about the NAIS last night, the National Animal Identification System. The Ozark Property Rights Congress has been on that like a tick on the back of a coonhound for a long time. Of course, we've talked about APHIS in the past. We're blessed to have Doreen Hans come and be with us a couple of broadcasts. They're in the archives. You could go back in and look at that. So much. There's too much here to even discuss. I've got a whole stack of paper that I picked up off the side tables there. Of course, gave me the opportunity to hand out business cards, too. So let's go into the study a little bit further, understanding just a little bit about law, liberty, and parliament, selected essays on the writings of Sir Edward Coke. Again, Sir Edward Coke, jurisprude, very, very influential legal mind at the time of King James. You know the King James Bible? You might have heard of it before. This is out of the economic liberalism article here. At that time, he was still a crown servant, yet even in 1624, he believed that the Tudor enactments, which applied to the 25 Midland counties, most affected by the conversion of land, should remain in force. So we haven't been talking about anything new. The crown and parliament assembled, and their banksters have had their fingers on land for centuries. They want yours too, by the way. Enclosure by agreement might be all right. What's an enclosure? Fencing along streams. Enclosures. The enclosures. Remember when they drove all of the Highlanders out of Scotland? There's a time period known as the enclosures. You could look it up. Perhaps browse it up on your Dogpile or Scroogle or Google or Webfair or however you browse. Browse it up. Enclosures. It's basically when they drove all of the islanders down out of the hills in Scotland and drove them down to Manchester and other places to work in the mills that were just starting in the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. Stacking them and packing them like pigeonhole people. So many in a room to sleep at night that sometimes the women would just suffocate in their little drawer trays almost. The way they made the bunks, they were cubed. They were cubicle things, 24 by 24 by 6 feet long, and you just slipped into it, and there was no air circulation, and some of them would just suffocate in the middle of the night. This is Robert Owen's utopian dream of having a communitarian system of law and liberty. Anyway, the factory town, that's the beginning of that whole idea. But enclosures by agreement might be all right, provided it did not lead to depopulation and did not involve the conversion to pasturage. All of that it did. Quote, agriculture or tillage, close quote, Coke wrote, again, Sir Edward Coke, is of great account in law as being very profitable for the commonwealth. Agricultural tillage. So was the fear of food shortage that the Tudors sought to encourage husbandry by artificially supporting the price of corn. Now, it would be grain at that time, as well as by prohibiting the conversion of arable land. At the same time, they frowned on individual attempts to raise prices for the sake of private gain.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So once again, looking at this writing by, it's really not by, but more about Sir Edward Coke, with certain quotations and certain rather lengthy discussions of his life and his influence on law. But continuing here and repeating, it says, quote, agriculture or tillage. Close quote, Coke wrote, is of great account in law as being very profitable for the commonwealth. Now, A in agriculture, T in tillage, and L in law, and C in commonwealth here, all capitalized proper nouns. So great was the fear of food shortage that the Tudors sought to encourage husbandry by artificially supporting the price of corn. We hear about that today, don't we? Of course, at this time, corn was anything grain. They hadn't visited with the Indians yet. Not much. as well as by prohibiting the conversion of arable land. Well, in our article, we're talking about the conversion of arable land. What we're talking about is moving people up, back up, out and away, out of the watersheds. You want to find the arable lands in America, find a watershed, and you'll find the best soil in the area. That's why the poor, stupid, dumb sheeple in the Orient often are the victims of floods. Why? Well, because they grow rice near water, flowing water usually. They regularly flood their land. So flooding just is part of the ordeal. Anybody that's never lived off the land, by which I mean living on the land, has no idea perhaps what I'm talking about. But as I have said in the past, a farmer's boot heels are the best fertilizer. You want to find out something about how food is produced, how wealth is truly produced, go talk to the producer and get a little bit of cow dung on your boot heel. Anyway, back to the discussion here. Again, reading out of Law, Liberty, and Parliament, selected essays and writings on Sir Edward Coke, Liberty Fund book, delightful book to have in my library. So great was the fear of food shortage again that the Tudors sought to encourage husbandry by artificially supporting the price of corn, as well as by prohibiting the conversion of arable land. At the same time, they frowned on individual attempts to raise prices for the sake of private gain. Tell that to Monsanto. Regulation was to be national, and it was to provide for the common good. Here, even back in the 1600s, at the time of our founders, the philosophical radicals thinking about the greatest good of the greatest number. But regulation was to be national, and it was to provide for the common good. When it came to things like food and foodstuffs, the Commonwealth drew a hard line. The, quote, preamble to a statute enacted in 15 and 52 decried, for example, the increase in the price of goods necessary for men's subsistence. Decried the increase in the price of goods necessary for men's subsistence. Visit the gas station and watch the price of diesel going up and up. Go to the grocery store and watch the price of bread go up and up, and beef up and up. Due to the practices of those who minded only their own lure, without respect of the Commonwealth, to the great damage, impoverishing, and disquieting of His Majesty's subjects. Perhaps you could broach that conversation with Benjamin Bernanke and see what Shalom's viewpoint would be on impoverishing and disquieting His Majesty's subjects. That was the quote-unquote preamble to the Great Declaratory Act against forestalling and the related offenses of regrading and engrossing. So here, even in this dusty tome, we see the beginnings and the what we find continued in Dillabaugh and Howard's process, but in the practice or in the process of writing about law, we introduce the language of law, and then in the process of writing it, we define what we mean. And so we've just been introduced here to gross, engrosser, engrossing, regrating, and forestalling. All of that you can find discussed in the Uniform Commercial Code today. The purchase of merchandise, victuals, and other commodities on their way to market for the purpose of restricting supply, the reselling of commodities brought to and purchased in the same market at a higher price, and the purchase of corn and grain, butter or cheese, fish, or other dead victuals with the intent of reselling. Statutes prohibiting these crimes, as they were considered, date back to the 13th century and were passed periodically until late in the 18th century. I wonder what Tyson's would have to say about that. How about Nestle's essay? Berkshire Hathaway and some of the others. What are they doing? They're regrading and they're engrossing. They're forestalling. the purchase of merchandise, victuals, and other commodities on their way to market for the purpose of doing what? Restricting supply. Why can't I get a decent ear of corn? Even if it's just field corn without genetically modified seeds provided by Monsanto, Roundup Ready, and otherwise. Why can't I eat a decent soybean from time to time without having that GMO poison in my body? Why can't I buy a can of tuna fish without having some kind of a soy, GMO, Frankenfood soy sauce in there instead of the water they say it has in it on the front of the can? The idea of reselling commodities bought to and purchased in the same market at a higher price. This is a crime, as it was considered, dating all the way back to the 13th century and passed periodically until late in the 18th century. Usually, and that's when they gave it up, I can see that, huh? Until late in the 18th century. Usually they were enacted in times of great scarcity and then remained in force after the immediate crisis. Crisis. Never let a good crisis go to waste. The offenses they defined were already indictable at common law, but the statutes also assigned punishments to be enforced by the courts. Here's a footnote. Habitation and Improvement, the debate on enclosures by agreement, in the essays on economic and social history of the Tudor and Stuart England, written by Fisher, they go on and continue, and they say Coke's concern for tillage and also tenurial rights probably explains why he reported a farmer of a landlord in Northamptonshire who had purchased a house, land, and part of the meadow and commons belonging to a neighboring estate. Prior to the sale, that part of the commons had been used by the tenant of the original landlord for pasturage. But the new landlord forbade the tenant to graze his cattle. When the tenant chased out the cattle of the new landlord's farmer, the farmer brought an action for trespass. Of course, it didn't go well for him. The common law prefers arable land before all others, and therefore encourages husbandry and so on. Then you see the court case. So long ago. Here's a little bit more. It was along this wise, this out of The Origins of the Common Law by Hoag. We've spoken from this book before. According to traditional political theory and practice, the appointment of the chancellor, now we're talking about the chancery courts in England, royal prerogatives and all of that. According to traditional political theory and practice, the appointment of the chancellor and other officials was one of the rights of the king. We have all the czars today, don't we? Barry the Usurper's court and czars. A royal prerogative which he might not give away or share with other persons. In the middle of the 13th century, this concept was challenged by the English baronage, the barons, who sensed that the royal administration had become increasingly bureaucratic and professional, and that the barons no longer shared in the management of the affairs of the realm as their ancestors had. At times, when the king summoned a great council of his tenants-in-chief, hyphenated there, three words, they took the line of the argument to be used repeatedly after the 13th century, and here is the argument, that the king should serve the good of the realm, and that the king should be served by men guided by other than selfish interests, and that the barons should have a voice in appointing the principal officials. Novel concept, isn't it? Seems rather a lot like becoming vocal local, doesn't it? Certainly does to me. A representative group of barons, there's that word representative again, a representative group of barons should be constantly at the royal court to supervise the activity of the king's ministers. Tell that one to Benjamin Shalom Bernanke. The baronial policy, if it had been translated into reality, would have been an incisive blow at medieval kingship had they succeeded then, driving them down once again into the background. Well, we'll be back.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic Spark Plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic Spark Plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic Plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., shattering paradigms, one show at a time.
Of course, you can grab a hold of the browser and go right to oraclebroadcasting.com. Look on the left-hand side, see the show archives page. Click on that. It opens up. Click on Become Vocal Local and scroll down through the long list of broadcasts that I bring to you attention every single day right here on Become Vocal Local. And go back to the Anarchy series, the Anarchism series, all the way back to the very first one where we find out of the mouth of Christ, ostensibly, red letter in the King James edition, where he's cautioning the disciples, warning them to not be like the others, putting archons above them. The archis, the archons, the archis. Of course, if you're not going to have archs, if you're not going to be ruled by the archons and the cadres, very old families, by the way, if you're not going to be ruled by them, then you would be an anarch, would you not? Of course, that's where the word comes from. Anarchism is a later perversion of that concept. But similarly, right out of Matthew again, 12 and 20, 33 this time, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit. Pretty simple concept there. Oh, you generation of vipers! How can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Generation of vipers. One of these days I'll share that book by William, Mr. Wiley, I think it is. The Generation of Vipers, a book titled the same, where early in the late 40s, early 50s, he's already writing about these Generation of Vipers, this nanny state emerging in this country. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. Talking about fruit again. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. No wonder they want to get this book out of circulation. They put their hand on a Bible and swear an oath to a constitution they don't believe in, on a Bible that teaches a religion and a moral code that that constitution can't even think to exist without, and they swear on this. But by those words, they will be judged. And that's for sure. Going back to our discussion of personal property in the last moments of today's broadcast, we went through this personal property section here, title by transfer, methods of acquiring title, accession, confusion. We left off yesterday talking about abandoned, lost, and mislaid property. Property is said to be abandoned whenever it is discarded by the true owner, who at that time has no intention of reclaiming it. Such property belongs to the first individual, again reducing it to possession. How dangerous it is to enter into an agreement with a NGO like the Sierra Club or the Nature Conservancy or the Wild Worldwide, what is it? What a mess. Even as something as simple as your agriculture department, Department of Agriculture, you enter into these agreements, you give up title rights and interest to your property. Property is said to be abandoned whenever it is discarded by the true owner, who at that time has no intention of reclaiming it. Such property belongs to the first individual, again reducing it to possession. We're talking about personal property now, not necessarily, we're talking about chattels personal, not chattels real. Property is lost whenever, as a result of negligence, accident, or some other cause, it is found at some place other than that chosen by the owner. Title to lost property continues to rest, however, with the true owner. Until the true owner has been ascertained, the finder may keep it. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. And his title is good as against everyone except the true owner. So when you find something, you can keep it. Your title is good. When I found that camera I told you about, my title was good. I could have kept it. Didn't need to give it to the police. But an honorable person, a moral person, would at least put an ad in the newspaper, pay for the ad, claim your camera, give public notice. You would think that the police department would do that. They didn't. They just kept it in the property room until someone decided to take the camera home, and the owner never did think to go to the police to see if someone turned it in. The rights of the finder are superior to the person in charge of the property upon which the lost article is found. So if you found something somewhere in a park or something like that, and you picked it up, you have a right to it. The true owner's rights are superior to yours, but your rights are good against everyone else until the true owner either steps forward or advertises something else. Occasionally, state statutes provide for newspaper publicity concerning articles which have been found. Under these statutes, if the owner cannot be located, the found property reverts to the state or county if its value exceeds an established minimum. And so it may very well have been, at that time in Alaska, that the ownership of this particular property turned into the cop shop reverted to the state or the county. Maybe that's why I never got it back. Mislaid or misplaced property is such as is intentionally placed by the owner at a certain spot in such a manner as to indicate that he merely forgot to pick it up. Again, camera underneath the bridge. Obviously, the fellow was there under the bridge, maybe taking photographs or something. Got distracted, got up and walked away and left his camera right there. In such a case, the presumption is that he will later remember where he left it and return for it. you know, sometimes you want to leave it there. Don't pick that bicycle up and take it away from that spot. The children might be back. Maybe they got injured. They ran down the street to find a nurse or something. In such a case, again, the presumption is that he will later remember where he left it and return for it. You left your checkbook on the counter in the bank. The owner of the premises upon which it is found is entitled to hold such property until the true owner is located. This is all in law, my friends. People think, well, we don't need government. Yeah. Think again. Governments are going to be created instantly as soon as government secession occurs. Men have it's a natural thing for a man to seek a well-ordered society. The idea of living in a state of nature is abhorrent to most civilized people. Multiple ownership. Title to personal property may be held by two or more people. Such owners may be tenants in common or joint tenants. If the owners are tenants in common, they are entitled to equal use of the property or to their portion of the income derived from its use. In the event of the death of one of the co-owners, his share in the property passes to the executor named in the will or to the administrator of his estate. If property is held in joint tenancy, the interest of a deceased owner automatically passes to the surviving joint owner, and such property is not subject to probate or to the debts of the deceased joint tenant. Because of these facts, husbands and wives are frequently hold personal property jointly. Joint tenancy of personal property does not arise unless a contract between the co-owners clearly states that such is the case and that the right of survivorship is to apply. Bank signature cards and stock certificates that use the term joint tenancy or, quote, with the right of survivorship, close quote, create such a contract. Have you taken a look at your own affairs? You know, stuff happens. In Chile, all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, their entire life is in upheaval. Remember the words of advice Elizabeth Steele gave us about your get-out bag, your bug-out bag? Gather up all of your important papers, maybe your wills and things like that. The various things that give you title rights and interest and relationships like this. Bank signature cards, stock certificates, and so on. And maybe put them in a Ziploc bag or get one of those vacuum sealer jobs and get all of those copies of your important documents and put them down in the bottom of your bug-out bag in case you have to just grab it. She keeps hers on the back door, remember? So if you have to get out in a hurry, you just blow out the back door, grab the bag, and gone. Now you're out in the middle of the pasture and the whole of the ground is jumping up and down like a jumping bean and you watch your house collapse in an earthquake. Well, food for thought. We're all out of time. Thank you for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today.
Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8.
Looking for news and real information? You found it.
You found it.
This is OracleBroadcasting.com.